Psalms 1, verses 1 through 6. Let's tag team preach a little bit tonight.
All right.
Psalms 1, verse 1.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The godly are not so,
no,
but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
My Father, we love You. Thank You for this time together now. I pray You'd honor Thy word. If it be one here lost tonight, I pray, God, by Your mercy and grace, would You give them saving faith tonight. Help us now in the preaching. Thank You for the good day today. Thank You for our church, Lord, You've blessed us so with. Thank You for the people, the Word of God, in Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Psalms 1 said, blessed, that's a big word. You break that word down in the Greek, you know what it means? Happy. I'm going to preach tonight on happy, happy, happy. I'm glad I'm happy. And the reason I'm happy, because this word's in my Bible. I'm a blessed man. The Bible's true. Don't let nobody tell you that it don't pay to serve God. Don't let anybody tell you that it's a joy to serve Jesus. Because, honey, it's wonderful to be a Christian tonight. Yes, we all have hard times. Me and my wife left here this morning, went to a family's home. Don't mind telling you, we walked into Miss Peggy's home. The Lord had nudged her heart. There was her dad looking at her mom soon to cross. It's just something, Brother Lee, when Brother Steve and Miss Peggy got around that bed with her daddy, we began to pray and the good God of glory come in that room. It's something different when saved people are around the bed of their crossing one than when lost people standing around the bed of a dying one. Blessed. Oh, glory. I didn't feel like coming to church till I got to church. Blessed. Is. Better look at her Bible. The man. Look what it says. That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You ought to love Bible preaching tonight. You ought to love Bible teaching. It doesn't matter if it's your favorite preacher or not. It's not in the dynamics of a man. It's in the power of the Word of God. Tonight, happy, happy, happy. I want to say, number one, the godly man's path. And I'll be brief in what I say tonight. The godly man's path. First of all, he's separated from the world. Listen to me. You're not going to walk with God and walk with the world too. God's not going to honor you in public till you honor Him in private. And tonight he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, he's a separated from the world. It's amazing about this book of Psalms. God begins this book not with the power of positive thinking, but with the power of negative thinking. In other words, a man who would be happy begins by avoiding certain things in life. Do you hear me? A man that's going to be happy in the Lord, he's going to have to avoid some things in life. He avoids certain things which make it impossible for happiness to flourish because they are poisonous, destructive, and counterproductive. Now, first of all, this godly man's path, I want to say, he does not listen to the ungodly man. The Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You ought to quit running to the world for the world's advice. Boy, get ye some counsel from godly men, women, or get ye counsel from the Word of God. Now I want to say that this godly man, he don't listen to the counsel of the ungodly man. Aren't you glad there's some people that can give you the right kind of counsel? I noticed in business, I noticed in church, I've noticed in family. It does matter who you surround yourself with. You don't have to be the sharpest pencil in the box. Just surround yourself with the right kind of people. Somebody say amen. It's not what you got, it's who you know. I'll guarantee you that. And so this counsel, I want to say that this godly man's path, he don't listen to the counsel of ungodly men. In Proverbs 11 and verse 14, now this will help you if you'll mark it. Proverbs 11 and verse number 14. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. You know, when I'm going to make a big decision about this church, what I'm going to do, I'm going to surround myself with some counsel. You know, if I make a big decision in my life, if God, you listen to me, if God moved on me and told me to do something above measure tonight, you better believe I talked with some counselors before I made the decision. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying, let me tell you, I done found out some folks can shine light on some dark areas that I need some light shined on. There's nothing wrong with asking, what do you think about this? Some of you been there, done that. And you know something? God has allowed many of us to go through things that we would help us. It's amazing when you look around in this congregation tonight, the kind of wisdom that sits in these pews. There's nothing wrong with some of you going to the elders of the church and asking godly counsel. There's nothing wrong with some of you young ladies going to older ladies in church and getting godly counsel. I done found out I don't know it all, friend. And I'm going to say something right now for you little henpeck looking something. I done found out my wife knows more than I thought she knows. It's just I don't like to hear what she says sometimes. Somebody say amen. But I can tell you this, where no counsel is, the people fall. Young men, they some boys here done wore the t-shirt. You ought to ask them about it. Some of you young ladies, they some godly women in this work. It's done been where you had it. You ought to ask them about it. Boy, it'd save you a lot. You know, when young people, they just sometimes dumb, ain't they? Me and my wife's talking today, coming back, talking about so-and-so, married so-and-so. And the family they got in the deal. You know, when you're in love, you don't think about all that baggage. Isn't that right? But you know, it'd been a lot of heartaches if folks would have got counsel from somebody older and said, boy, you ever thought about this? Girl, you ever thought about this? And I'm going to tell you something. The Bible, even in a business decision, I've always surrounded, and I'm going to tell you what, it ain't hard to do this statement. I love to surround myself with people smarter than me. It ain't too hard to do. You can laugh. It wouldn't be hard for you to do neither if you'd try it. Amen. Now, I can tell you tonight, some of the most godly people I know is in this church. And this Bible says where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Brother Lee, I wonder what I could have had tonight if I would have consulted counsel. Hey, young man, I could save you a lot of hard times if you'd just come talk with me. Young ladies, my wife could save you a lot of heartaches if you'd just come talk to her sometime. Some of these older saints of God that's been here for years that you've seen God on and you've seen God use, if you would go and talk to them, you might get some help for your life. I'm glad God puts people in our life. So this godly man's path, he don't listen to ungodly people. In Proverbs 12 and verse 15, the Bible says this, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Somebody say amen. But he, watch this, underline it, that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Well, I feel a middle-age crisis coming on. Man gets stupid when he's 50. Somebody say amen. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Now the godly man's path, he does not listen to ungodly man. And I want to say number two, the Bible says that in that text of the book of Psalms, I want you to notice when I read this, not only he does not listen to the ungodly man, the counsel, but he does not linger with the ungodly man. You don't keep company with him, nor standeth in the way of sinners, or standeth in the way with sinners. You are who you run with. Young people, I don't care how good you are, don't get in the wrong crowd. Don't put yourself in a bad place. Older people, I don't care how long me and you've been serving God, we don't put ourselves in the wrong position. And therefore, the godly man's path, he don't listen to ungodly men, and he don't linger with ungodly men. I understand we're to be a light in a dark world, but we don't drink their booze and smoke their weed and go the places they go. Somebody say amen. We don't buy the lottery tickets they buy. Now, they don't listen to ungodly men, don't linger with ungodly men. And look, nor setteth in the seat of the scornful. You don't link up with ungodly men. It means a place of business. He don't setteth there in the seat of the scorn. You talking about a partnership that would be miserable. No different than a marriage. You marry somebody and be unequally yoked together, and your heart wanting to be in the house of God. You marry you a heathen and take you out of this world. You'll live a life of shipwreck and misery. And you get in with a business partner and you get to wanting to pay your tithes and they think you're crazy. They get into wanting you to lie and you won't lie. They'll steal, they'll swindle, they'll do anything. Honey, let me tell you something tonight. We are not to sit in the seat of the scornful. The path of the godly man, he's separated from the world. You know the world's so tempting, the world's things. I understand. But I'm going to tell you what I found out. There's nothing in this world that brings joy and happiness. Only Jesus brings blessed happiness. And therefore, the godly man's path. Now, he's separated from the world. Look in 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. I don't think you got to wear your dress to the ground to be a Christian. I don't think you have to have a GI haircut to be a Christian. I think you need to let your light shine wherever you're at. And I think if we're going to walk as a Christian, there are some standards that we ought to have in our life. My convictions may not be your convictions, but at the end of the day, we all need some godly convictions. Now, the godly man's path. 2 Corinthians 6:40, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Young ladies, I don't care what he tells you, how much he loves you. If he won't come to church with you now, he probably not going to come after you marry him. Why would you want to raise your children with a man that wouldn't raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? Young man, I don't care how pretty she is. I bought a lot of cereal because the wrapper looked pretty, but inside wouldn't fit for nothing. Amen. I went over there. Family Dollar. Somebody say amen. Bought me some of that high-powered fruit and nut cereal. My dog wouldn't eat it. But the box was pretty. And I thought as a bargain, somebody say amen. Now, be not unequally yoked together. Now watch. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God, you, with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. And God hath said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them. I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Now I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. The godly man's path, he's separated from the world. Number two, the godly man's pleasure, he's satisfied with the Word. Look what the Bible said. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, the godly man's pleasure, I want to say, first of all, he's satisfied with the Word. I'm glad we got a preaching church. You know something? This Word challenges us. It equips us. This Word, it cuts on us. But I'm going to tell you what, at the end of the day, there's nothing that satisfies me like the Word of God. I heard preaching yesterday. It just thrilled my soul. You know, y'all, and I know, Lord help me, I know I could be a lot better preacher than what I am to you. But you're going to have to admit this. There's been some men come through here that's thrilled your heart preaching. A movie can't do that. Ball game can't do that. But if you're really saved by the grace of God, and you get plugged in preaching, there's nothing that'll help you like the Word of God. How many times have I come to church so defeated and heard a man that had his heart in it? And Brother Jason, I left here a different preacher. Left other places a different preacher. Now I got to hurry, watch. The godly man in his path, the godly man in his pleasure. He's satisfied with the Word. The Word has captured his full affection. The Bible said his delight. Now, I tell you what, it ought to be better than Dairy Queen. My Lord, I love a chocolate malt. I tell him put extra malt in it. Brother David hates to travel with me. Brother David Phillips, he hates to travel because I hit every Dairy Queen between here and where we're going. But I'm going to tell you what, his delight is in the law of the Lord. In other words, this book ought to be our delight. The Word's captured his full affection. This Word has claimed his full attention. He doth delight and he does meditate. Let me ask you something. It's not how much you read, just digest what you read. Get you some of this every day of your life. You know the devil knows that a dusty Bible leads to a dirty life. And the devil will do everything he can do to keep you from praying, keep you from getting in this Word of God, keep you from getting to the house of God. And boy, this godly man in his path, or this godly man in his place, really, where's your pleasure at? I know this body gets tired, but I'm going to tell you something. Forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but the more as you see the day approaching. Boy, we need this book right here in our life. Your young'uns need it. And so the godly man's path, the godly man's pleasure, but then thirdly, the godly man's prosperity. Look in verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted. Now that's some of you's problem. You're not planted by the river. And you can't see the blessings of God. But I found this out. Day in and day out, God blesses faithfulness. There's times I'm tired to come to church. I don't want to play a violin. Matter of fact, my wife said, you just need to move on about that and never say it no more. Because everybody knows your neck hurts. But I want to tell you something now before I leave here. My neck hurts. It ain't a day goes by my neck don't hurt. And if I'm hunting for excuse, honey, I got one tonight. But I've determined to be planted by the river of water in the house of God because of the blessing of God. Planted. That means the storms is blowing or sun's shining. He's planted. God help me to be a preacher that's planted. God help me to be the Christian, the daddy, the granddaddy that's planted, the husband, the friend that's planted. Well, his prosperity. First of all, he's situated by the waters. His prominence, he's like a tree. His permanence, he's planted. His deep, his roots go deep and has a hidden life in the wells of God. He's planted by the rivers of water. Then, not only his prominence and his permanence and his position, but look at his productivity. Look what it says. Bible's true. Look what it says. He said that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Underline that right there. His fruit in his season. I got to go. When I was a young preacher, I was wondering why I hadn't pastored yet. It wasn't my season. I announced my call to preach. The Lord called me. I said, okay, God, I'm ready for you to use me. It wasn't my season. We got particular seasons. So does churches have seasons. There's planting times, there's watering times, and it's producing times. Right now, God's moving in our church and He's saving people. Well, I thank God for that. And I realize I'd love to see it every service, but it just don't happen that way. You say, well, I want God to use me. Hang on, your season's come. Just get planted. You got to get planted before it brings any productivity. A tree is not going to bring fruit unless it has roots running deep. What it says, He bringeth forth His fruit. And I'm going to tell you something. You've got a particular fruit that only your tree can grow. Somebody says it's good preaching. Three of you thinks it is. Bringeth forth His fruit in His season. All of you have different flavor. God needs you in the family of God. You can be a blessing. You can do things for other people that nobody else can do. The devil tell you they don't need you. Oh, that's a lie. God has made you you, and the best you can ever be is who you are. Be all you can be for God. He shall bring forth His fruit in His season, and His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever He doeth, it shall prosper. It's in the Bible. Your problem may be you're not planted. Maybe that you've never been saved. There's nothing like being saved. Godly man's path, godly man's pleasure, and the godly man's prosperity. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But now, not only the godly man, but look at the godless man. Verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, sifting wheat. The wind simply blows the chaff away. How many big names, big gun people have you known? Where are they tonight? You know what's going to last forever? The saints of God. The family of God. If this ain't real, why is God's family still going strong tonight? Jesus saves. Jesus blesses. Let me share, I want you to come. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. First of all, he's driven, in verse 4, like the chaff. He's doomed, in verse 5. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Oh, we know he'll be judged, but not at the bema seat of God, not with Christ's children. The godless man, this is a person that leaves God out. A lot of them people tonight. He's driven, he's doomed, and he's deceased in verse 6. He's going to die forever. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I'd like to do something tonight. What a night to get saved. Do you know He loves you so? He loves you like nobody else has ever loved you. Somebody said something this morning about the sermon. It helped me. They said, I don't know how in the world anybody sat in that church this morning. I don't either. But I can tell you this, you ain't got to sit here tonight. You can come to the Lord because He loves you. He died for you. And let me tell you something, there's nothing like being a Christian. Maybe tonight, Miss Sherry plays. Maybe you need to make a direction toward the altar and say, God, help me to get planted. God, help me in the Word of God that it becomes my delight. And sinner, you may be here and you've never give your heart to God. You ought to come to Jesus tonight. And He'd save you. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's coming a day, if you know not Christ, in hell you'll lift your eyes. But He loves you. I'm wanting this altar tonight. Whatever you need, would you come this evening?